Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every moment, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End. I wanted to mess around with the thermostat. That was another thing they wouldn't let me go near. I don't even know what the story was when I was a kid. What is with that thing? Why can't I go near that thing? I even remember when my parents sat me down and tell me the birds, the bees, intercourse, procreation. I'm like, yeah, well, when does the thermostat come in here? That's the secret I'm waiting to find out. I didn't touch a thermostat till I was 28 years old. I was in a hotel room in Pittsburgh when I finally got the guts to make it a little warmer.
Monday, September 22nd, 2025. The wake up call. Back on a Monday. Here we are. Let's get this train out of the station, Kevin. Huh?
Oh yeah. Toot toot.
Toot toot. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Man, speaking of thermostat, we had to turn our AC back on and back on big time because of that humidity over the weekend.
Yeah,
that was
warm.
Yuck. I tried to do a bunch of yard work yesterday because I was like, oh, high of 88. That sounds like a good day to go do yard work. And I was just pouring sweat. I stepped on the scale this morning and I'm down 2 pounds. I think just because I sweat so much yesterday.
You're like a boxer.
Like my own. Yes, that's what
you're
I was doing. Cutting weight. Bring me my opponent so I can push my forehead against him at the weigh-in. Anyway, what'd you guys do over the weekend? What'd you do, Katie?
We took my mother-in-law to brunch for her birthday.
It's nice.
It was a pretty chill weekend, which we love.
And just so anybody, you're saying mother-in-law.
Well, D-Lo's mom.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay. Don't want anybody to be like, wait, what?
No, it's
gotta be careful with your words.
My life is very confusing for people for some reason.
And Kevin, did you have a good weekend?
Yes.
Anything big?
I watched some movies, made some sales.
Okay, you watched some movies.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Him.
What'd you think?
Too scary for me.
I saw it too.
I instantly regretted watching it.
What is this?
It's a movie called Him.
It's
a horror football movie.
It's a horror football movie?
It's very horrific, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's like gory too. I regretted it. I thought, oh my God, what an inspirational football movie. I can't wait to watch it.
Did you not see the trailer before you went?
No, I don't watch trailers before I go.
You probably
should. The first couple scenes, I'm just like, what am I watching?
Is it like murdering?
No. It's hard to put your thumb on the... I should do a review. I ran out of time. I didn't get a chance to see it until Thursday of last week, and then it came out Friday, so I was like, I should still do a review, because it's hard to describe what the movie's about outside of just saying football.
Yeah.
But it's about an up-and-comer in professional football meeting a guy who's one of the best that's ever played the game, and... the guy who's the best invites him to his house for this like week of intense training and stuff like that. Kind of like the old guard training the new guard.
Okay.
And when you're there, it's all very surreal, but you get the impression that they're involved in I don't know, Kevin, if it's like deals with the devil.
It's deals with the devil.
Yeah, but like
there's a lot of horns.
And the way that they got super good at football is because they like sold their souls.
They sold their souls. And essentially they sacrificed their humanity
for success.
And but like it's very
much like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's exactly what I was thinking the entire
Remember
time.
Remember when we thought that?
Right, yeah. Well, you thought that.
No, I could swear that was a thing.
Oh, it was a thing. Back in the early days of the internet, like when it was easy to spread conspiracy theories and stuff, Bone Thugs and Harmony sold their souls to the devil.
Yeah, and when it hits 2000, they have to, I don't know what they were supposed to do.
They had to give
it all up for... the devil.
All it took is just listening to one Bone Thugs song to be like, yeah, they didn't sell their soul for this. but it's all very surreal. It's all very dreamlike, the whole movie. But Marlon Wayans is in it, and he's really good.
He's real good.
Anyway, though, this isn't why you come to the Wake Up Call for straight movie talk, but I could talk about that movie probably for an hour.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
What's the worst reason somebody broke up with you? I wonder if it's worse than what we're about to talk about. It's a video that has gone viral in TikTok of not the guy who did the breaking up. It's his friend. Do I have that right?
Yes.
You're the one who saw this.
Yes. This guy is reading a text that his friend sent him and said, hey, I just sent this text to the girl I've been dating. Man, what do you think?
Here's the audio. Listen to it and then... get ready to call in at 916-909-1065 or text your thoughts.
So he opens the message with, good morning, Ashley. I wanted to discuss a conversation that we had a few months back regarding your overall hygiene. I expressed not only my concerns with your feminine hygiene, but I also expressed concerns with musk and overall BO. I expressed these things again, not out of judgment, but out of something that I wanted to bring up to you so we can work through it. As a man that's continuously to bring up these concerns to you, I cannot continue to date a woman that does not prioritize her overall hygiene. I wish you the best. No hard feelings. Have a great one.
Now, I got to tell you, my first impression, ChatGPT wrote that.
Oh, you think?
Because obviously that's a very difficult conversation to have with somebody.
Man, I don't know what I would do if I was on the receiving end of this text. I mean, you never talk to that person again. but not because he necessarily did anything wrong.
No.
But should a guy do this?
Should a guy do, what do you mean?
Unless you're in like...
He should have made something up?
No. Yeah?
I'm dumping you because of a made up reason? That's
it's
better?
It's not you, it's me. I don't care what it is. Unless you're in very serious relationship with somebody, if this is a problem that the person you're with is having, I think just cut and run for everybody's sake. Okay, let's say they did continue dating. He said this to her once before.
2 months. He dated her for 2 more months. Now, hold on a second. If you're dating a stinky person, first of all, how do you not know they're stinky when you're still just in the early stages? Like, dump. If somebody showed up to a first date stinking, they don't get a second date.
Right.
That's a little bit on you. Second of all, you're saying you'd rather get dumped for nothing than to get dumped for being a stinky BO hygiene problem?
Yeah. I don't need, like, just spare me the humiliation and just tell me that you, like, got drafted into the army or something.
I don't agree with that.
Really?
I think that this is something that, because at least now she can do something about it.
But she had an opportunity to do something about it before.
I would rather know. And I would rather know that it's something that I could fix. Kevin, yeah. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm with Gavin. I'd rather you say it to my face so next time I know that if I fix this problem and the person still dumps me, it's not me, it's them. Because I had fixed my problem.
But how are you not so humiliated that you can't continue seeing this person?
Text messages and phone calls coming into 909-1065. We'll do the text messages first here. A lot of people say it. I think it's actually nice he said something.
He did say it in such a respectful way.
Because he's saving her from embarrassment in the future. Another text message. If the roles were reversed, she would have no problem calling him out.
Okay, hold on. We can't. That is not an apples to apples comparison. When it comes to female hygiene, we just got past the stigma of being able to talk about our periods. So that's not fair.
Somebody said, I have a very sensitive nose and there would absolutely be no second date at all. 909-1065. Let's talk to Gina. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a viral video of a guy who dumped a girl because of her hygiene and she was stinky.
And so, he told her.
Yeah. So do you think this is good or bad?
Absolutely good. He did the right thing. If that was me, I would want to know. And sounds like he already tried to tell her. So then that just falls back on her. She should go to the doctor and see what's going on.
She should go to the doctor. No, she should. She should. She should. I know. I'm just saying, like...
Hey, the way that he worded it, maybe right. It was ChatGPT, maybe it wasn't, but it was a very...
It was very respectful.
Nicely put. Yeah, it was very nicely put. To be put to a woman in the way that he spoke, I found that very genuine. So, yeah.
Do you think that a woman would... Do you think if you are a woman who has not figured out that perhaps you are struggling in this area already...
Then I think you have something mentally wrong with you because how do you not know?
Okay, exactly. So... It doesn't seem like a guy telling you this is gonna get through to you because it seems like something you'd be able to.
Yeah. If it was that bad, you should know.
You should know. Right. You should know.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I've been lucky enough that I've never had to deal with a situation like this. But Gina, thank you so much for your call. Apologies to everybody we didn't get to. Whew.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Kevin went to a party and there was an incident at the party. And at first it made Kevin very, very excited. But it didn't end that way. Kevin, what is this story?
So me and my friends were all hanging out at a party and then my pregnant friend, okay? she had went to the bathroom, and then a few moments later, she came out very calmly and was like, guys, my water broke. That was my reaction exactly. Bitch, I was like, what do we do? Do we rush to the hospital? What do we do? Are you okay? She's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm going to grab my stuff and I'm going to go. I was like, why are you so calm?
Well, what did you... I mean, it's exciting.
Have
Don't
you
get me
seen
wrong.
The movies?
No, I have. Yeah, I have.
When the water breaks, you got to rush to action. Push some kids over. Jump over the sofa. We got to go, go, go. Load up the baby seat. I even said, load up the baby seat. There was no kids.
Okay.
So you got really excited because you thought, not only do we all get to rush around.
Right, like the whole party. Like, yeah. Drop what they're doing. We got to deliver a baby now.
We get to all be part of this emergency.
Okay. Right.
You thought you got to be the bulldozer car through traffic. Mm-hmm.
Hong Kong,
do
we have an emergency.
You load her bag into the car, then get in the car, and then go, oh, God, I forgot her. Then you run back in, get the mother.
Kick the door down to the delivery department and be like, bitch,
so it's happening.
But none of that actually happens.
That's usually not how it happens.
I'm very mad at that.
The other thing is, in most cases, the amniotic fluid doesn't gush out. Usually, it's just like a little trickle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't usually like splash. Like, usually it's sort of like you feel like you kind of peed your pants, but you can tell it's not pee.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh.
Huh.
Yeah.
But I mean, That's great though. I mean,
it was great.
No, but you wanted the drama.
He wanted to be part of it.
Okay.
The drama, and then when the kid comes out, she can tell him the story how Uncle Kevin jumped over sofa.
Yeah. A lot of sofa jumping.
I don't know. I just feel like that's adrenaline rushing. I mean, I would swing open a door, but just jumping over things make you feel so vigilant.
Right.
So generally when somebody's water breaks...
You just calm? Just, she's going to the hospital.
It doesn't necessarily... So, like, my water broke with Emma,
uh-huh.
but it did not start my contractions. So, like, technically... I was, I guess, in labor, but, like, I wasn't having pain. I wasn't having contractions. The baby wasn't coming. I went to the hospital. Like, I kind of sat on a towel for a little bit to be like, okay, did I pee myself? And then you see, like, okay, did more come out? Yes, a little bit more came out. You go to labor and delivery. They triage you. They go, okay, your water did break. We're going to put you in a room. And then... still, I didn't go into labor, and they had to give me medicine to make me start having contractions.
How anticlimactic.
We never had our water break with any four of our kids.
It only happened to me once.
They did it?
Yeah.
But how interesting, though, because this isn't entirely Kevin's fault.
Okay.
Right.
This is the fault of TV and movies.
Right.
Because... it is interesting now that I'm thinking about it. The TV and movies have lied to us so dramatically.
Well, even you thought that it's a big gush.
I did.
It's very rare that it's a gush. It's only a gush if it's at the very bottom of the amniotic sac.
Uh-huh.
If it's at the top, it just sort of
trickles. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Of course. So,
but that's why if they break your water at the bottom, like down there, that's what it rushes out.
So I can understand that, like, I get it, the TV and movies have to be dramatic, they have to make things over the top.
If in movies what he just described happened,
but this is something that was so obviously over the top and not true how this happens, because so many women know for a fact that, like, oh, it's not a big gush. It's not an emergency. Usually, not an emergency. There isn't a mad rush. But every single time you see
it
in a movie, it's a woman wearing the dress just going, ah!
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And then the husband's like, oh, bother.
Yeah.
Yeah, just rushing around trying to figure out life like it's their first day on Earth.
Yeah, no, it's usually just a pretty casual drive to the hospital.
How have movies and TV been able to get away with this for so long?
In fairness, movies and TV have made us think we can jump from building to building.
We can.
It makes us think that we could, in a pinch, fly a plane if we had to.
That's a good point. So, that's a really, really good point.
Yeah.
You know, if they can convince us that ghosts are real, then it's not a leap to think that it's a gush.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, I'm sorry that you didn't get to be part of something.
Yeah, sorry that happened to you.
Sorry you didn't get to jump over a couch.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
What year would you say that Kanye started to kind of go cuckoo?
Well, remember he like kind of lost it when he came to perform in Sacramento.
Yeah, when Kevin, you were at that show. Do you remember what year
when
that was?
It's during St. Paul, his Pablo tour.
And didn't he like do the same song like a couple times?
He did it three times, I think.
He came out with another rapper. Okay. And then they just hugged and cried, and then he just left after criticizing Beyonce and Jay-Z. It was 2016.
So now that is 2 years before the audio that we're about to play for you.
Okay.
This is part of the Kanye documentary that I don't know if it's out or it's coming out. I'm not sure. But it's Kanye and Kris Jenner having a fight. And it is Kanye. Well, listen to the audio and then you tell me what he's talking about here. But this is a pretty intense fight.
No one from the family has taken any responsibility for my hospital visit. But if we were to go online, that's 50% of what people say at least. Or maybe, am I lying?
It doesn't matter.
Am I lying? It do matter! It does matter! It does matter!
What do you want when you just say it? You don't...
I haven't finished the sentence.
It does matter!
It matters to us and you. It doesn't matter what the internet says. It matters what we think, yay.
So what do you think? Did you have an effect on my mental health?
Yes! 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 I'm saying yes! And I love you. I love you. I don't want you to be... not perfect. I love you.
I want to believe that dramatic music was being played live.
through their Alexa or something.
Katie, you're obviously way more plugged into the Kardashian world than I am.
Yes.
So how does this conversation stack up with what we already knew about their relationship?
Well, I mean, I do know that the Kardashian-Jenners, like, even though Kim and Kanye split up, they still really tried to care for him, probably because she has kids with him. But it did seem like it's seeming a little less like this now. But like, no matter what he did, they were still like trying to maintain a relationship with him, no matter what kind of crazy stuff he said. Seemed, you know, Kim was still letting North go on tour with her dad and like perform at his weird church or whatever.
Oh, forgot about that.
But it does seem like in the last couple years, maybe when he kind of started making all those racist remarks.
Oh, yeah.
It does seem like they started putting a little space between the two of them. And then like now when his wife is always like half naked, if not fully naked.
Yeah.
But it does seem like they hung in there for quite a long time for somebody that was like, and I'm not saying he isn't, he's obviously unwell, but he's also screaming.
Sure.
And Kris Jenner's boyfriend is there. You hear him say something. And my thing is like, and again, I understand he's unwell, but why are you letting this man scream at her?
Well, in the moment, what are you going to do? I mean, when people get super, as long as they're not getting physical.
See, to me, yelling like that, in my mind, the next step is physicality.
Well, the next step is physicality, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to go there.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, my assumption is if you are here.
Yeah.
Like screaming to that level, I cannot trust that you're not going to do something.
Well, the other thing too is that jump was probably a 5 to a 20 in like 1 second. So there wasn't even enough reaction time because it doesn't start off screaming like that. He's heated, but what is he even saying at the beginning of this clip?
It sounds like he's saying that they are responsible for him being hospitalized.
Do you think that that's true?
No.
Were they together when this, were they still married in 2018?
Kevin looked that up. I do know
that
there was
a timeline on that.
There was a time when they were still together, but he would not come home.
Okay.
He went to his
Wyoming ranch
or whatever. And she would like, you would see her on the show being like, I want you to come home. And he'd be like, I can't. And so I believe she even like had to go to him and said, like, we have to get you help. But at the you don't hear what we just played. You don't hear. But if what they're talking about is how much he does not want to take medication.
Is that what he's saying?
What you just played didn't include that.
I see.
But that's part of the conversation where he is saying, I would rather die than be medicated.
Kevin, what'd you find out? Were they married?
Yeah, married in 2014.
And were they, but when did they split up? What year?
2022.
Okay, so they were still married.
So
he's
still a part of the family when this is all happening.
This is Kanye fighting with his mother-in-law.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty intense. What do we do with this information? Does this change anything about how we look at Kanye now or how we look at Kris Jenner now? At the end of that, I mean, I can't tell what's performative and what's not with the Kardashians, but it does seem like Kris Jenner is disturbed and moved by the end of that clip.
I think she's just trying to say whatever needs to be said to tone him down.
Maybe.
I mean, quite obviously, she is not responsible for whatever's going on with him. But it seems like she's just like willing to say whatever she has to say to calm him down.
Hmm.
But you're right. He's screaming at his mother-in-law.
Right.
With a camera there.
Yeah. Well, I assume cameras are always there.
But like, think about that. Like, he's so far gone that the fact that this is being filmed
doesn't even faze her. And I wonder if Kris Jenner, the whole time that almost anything like this happens now, is like, this is going to be good.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, and the jackpot is $80 on the game. Are you smarter than Katie? Oh, and right. Kevin, who are we playing with today? My software over here is not really working.
Erica, line 6.
Erica, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right. So, yeah, jackpot is $80. We're in a slight rebuilding era right now, that's and that's okay. Fine. That's okay.
I'm just a girl.
All right, Katie's going to leave the studio. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
I'm going to do my best.
All right, I love that. Here we go. Question 1. California has passed a first-in-the-country law that makes it illegal for any member of law enforcement to wear a mask and not identify themselves. This is in response to the masked ICE agent raids. True or false, California has had the most ICE raids.
I'm going to go with true.
Question 2. Charlie Sheen said in a new interview that he once did so much cocaine that he was cut off by the drug cartel. The reason why was that he was buying so much they thought he must have been dealing it, but he wasn't. Between Pablo Escobar and El Chapo, which one is still alive?
Oh, no. We're going to go with El Chapo.
Question 3. Halsey said she's not allowed to make a new album because her last album didn't do as well as her album before that, which was huge. She said her last album, it still did well, but because it didn't duplicate the success, her label will not let her do another one. That's terrible. What was the name of that huge album of Halsey's that came out in 2020?
I do not know.
Question 4. The Mandalorian is one of the best shows on Disney Plus, and it features and a feature film is coming out about it called The Mandalorian and Grogu. Well, the trailer for that came out less than an hour ago. I have seen it. It is spectacular. If you want to see it, text in the word star, S-T-A-R, S-T-A-R, right now to 916-909-1065. We get to see a young character who later in the Star Wars franchise freezes Han Solo in carbonite. Who was that character?
Was it Job of the Hutt?
Question 5. Speaking of Disney, the Jimmy Kimmel silencing has backfired on them big time. Huge Disney stars are speaking out against what the Trump administration caused and Disney's reaction to it. But worse is their market value has tumbled. They lost $3.8 billion since that happened last week. If their market value today is $204.5 billion, what was it?
204.5 and 3.5, so... 3.8. 3.8. And 204.5?
Yes.
Okay. 259.3? I think I did that wrong.
Okay, so what's your answer? Did you say 209?
209.3.
All right. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Erica, what do you do for a living?
I work at Sierra Oaks.
You work at Sierra Oaks. That sounds like a retirement village. What is that?
It will be for those who are there in about 70, 80 years. It's a school.
It's a school.
Oh, that's funny. All right, what school, what level is that? An elementary school or a high school? Should I know this school?
It's a TK through 8.
Okay. Oh, okay. You said it. Fun. You just said it like everybody, like it's Sac State, you know? What?
Yeah.
Sierra Oaks is the fighting what?
Sierras.
The trees?
No.
Mountains?
Nope. The pop singer.
Sierra.
Oh. That's
my goodies.
I want to see that. Not my goodies. I want to see that.
The mascot. It's just Sierra.
Yeah, no, I want to see. Oh, the actual person.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How mighty they have fallen. All right. Well, Erica, you're now on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Question one. A first in the country law has been passed in California, making it illegal for any member of law enforcement to wear a mask and not identify themselves. Obviously, this is in response to the ICE raids.
I always thought that was strange because just anybody could say that they were like an ICE agent and then like kidnap.
And some people are doing that as well. True or false, California has had the most ICE raids.
Oh, I don't think so.
So false.
False.
Yes, that is. Texas has had the most. Question two. Charlie Sheen said that he once did so much cocaine that the drug cartel cut him off.
How is he alive?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I was watching his interview with Bill Maher, and they talk about that a lot. Like, Charlie Sheen's book actually sounds really interesting to read, and he wrote it himself. It's not a ghostwriter. And it's all about, like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm still alive.
How wild.
Yeah. Speaking of drug cartels,
okay.
Between Pablo Escobar and El Chapo, which one is still alive?
I think El Chapo.
Yeah. That little rascal. He's always trying to break out.
Yeah.
Question three. If this story's true, this is terrible. Halsey says that she is not allowed to make a new album because the record label was disappointed with her last album's results. But the last album still did well. It just didn't do as well as the album that got released in 2020, which was huge.
Yeah.
I think that's terrible. Like,
And contractually, she can't go to another label, right?
No.
So basically, she can't work.
Correct. She can do tours, but that's about it.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, how many great artists have given us their best music after they've had some bad albums before that? Like, all of them?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Anyway, what was the name of that album that came out in 2020 that was so big?
Manic.
Manic.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. Question four. I know you love it. The Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
Yep.
There's a movie coming out. You're very excited. And The Mandalorian and Grogu is the title. The trailer for it literally just came out like 30 minutes ago. You can see it again by texting in STAR. To 909-1065. In the trailer, we get to see a young character who later in the franchise freezes Han Solo in carbonite. Who is that character?
Princess Leia?
She's in the scene. It's Jabba the Hutt.
Oh.
Yeah. Question five, speaking of Disney... Man, this Jimmy Kimmel thing is backfiring on them. Huge Disney stars are speaking out against what the Trump administration has caused for ABC and Disney. But Disney's reaction to it in the economic terms is the worst part. Their market value tumbled $3.8 billion since this all went down. Now, if their market value today is $204.5 billion... What was it?
What was the first number?
3.8.
Okay, and the second number?
204.5.
Why are we doing points?
Literally.
Can we just say the number? What's the number?
That's the number. Okay. It's $208.3 billion, Erica. Yes, you know now. You're off just by $1 billion. That's all right. And billions to these companies, what does it matter? Final score, Erica, you got two, but Katie got three.
Oh, man.
Katie got three. How about that,
huh?
Oh boy, some Star Wars nerds are calling me out now.
What are they saying?
I'm glad I got that right.
It was Darth Vader and Boba Fett that froze him. Okay, so maybe
darn.
Well, nobody said it, so it didn't matter. They delivered him to Jabba the Hutt. Okay, fine. That's right. Okay. That's right.
Okay, dorks.
Yeah. Nerds.
All right, final score, like I said, 2-3. We had $20 the jackpot tomorrow, and it's $100. Erica, what is it you want to tell us?
My mom is not smarter than Katie.
Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy.
Tell Sierra we said hi.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Ooh, spooky season is here. And not only is this one of the best holidays and best times of the year, it is also one of the most lucrative for corporations. However, something is happening this year with this Halloween that has never happened before. Despite the fact that the economy is not great and prices are very high, inflation's out of control, spending is set to hit a record high.
Really?
Yes. We're expected to have over $13 billion spent on Halloween this year.
Just in this country?
Yeah.
Do they do Halloween in other countries?
Some of them.
Okay.
Not many of them.
And why is this happening?
Well, we'll get into that in a second, because I've got a theory. But to run over the data from this, so last year, and it's not just like we're doing it like a little bit. We're doing it a lot. So in 2023, Halloween spending was $12.2 billion. And then last year, it actually went down from $12 million to $11.6 billion. And it is back and back big time. A $2 billion increase from just last year. That's very significant, according to these experts at the National Retail Federation that track these things. But as far as why, they don't know. They're not sure. And I've got a theory.
Okay.
Here's my theory. We need this.
What do you mean?
We need it as a people. We need it as a society.
We need some fun.
We need it as a country. Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
One, we need to have some fun.
Yeah.
Some effing fun. And yeah. On top of that, we need some sugar. big time sugar. And that fun and that sugar, it just feels like it's dark fun for a dark time.
Okay.
You know?
So you don't think that come Christmas time we're going to see a similar trend?
Definitely not.
Really?
If I were to guess, and I'm saying this on the air so it's for public record, I'm going to guess we're going to see a decrease in spending for Christmas.
Okay.
Okay? And there are reasons, like the tariffs haven't really hit yet. They're about to, but we won't get into that. I'm just talking about how it feels right now in the country. Do you ever know somebody that was going through just an absolutely dog crap time in their life?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I want to go out. And you're like, yeah, girl, let's go out. And then she goes out to the bar and you think we're just going to have a fun girly night.
Okay.
But as soon as she gets there, she does this on the bar. Hey! To get the bartender's attention. Bartender comes over looking at you like, yes, like what's going on? And your friend just goes, line them up, leave the bottle. And you go, oh my God, we're going to have that kind of night. That is what kind of Halloween we are in
okay,
store for.
So
we need to blow off some steam.
Okay.
And if we have to do it with a 12-foot-tall skeleton out of our house, then God damn it, we're going to do it.
So that's what I think is the real culprit here.
Who?
Scully. Uh-oh.
Skelly?
Skelly. I think that we started going so hard in the Halloween decorating department. That now we're all jockeying to be the best.
Right.
No, I have the biggest skeleton in my front yard. I do. Mine says, listen to the wake up call when you walk past it, which you can record. You can
do now.
You can
no
make
one's
it
doing
say
it.
Stuff. So we want you to use
right.
it as a way to advertise the show. That's what I think it is. I think now it's a thing.
Well, not only is it Skelly, now there's like another one breaking out of the ground that Costco sold. And if that skeleton had more than just a torso, we find out that it's 24 feet high.
Exactly.
Okay. That can't be all of it though, because people still have to have the emotional investment to buy these things. So I think what they're doing is I just think that we're just on the verge of screaming And instead, it's like, well, thank God it's the time of year where screaming is allowed. So let's all scream with our pockets, you know?
but it's buying decor, right? It's not costumes.
It's not just decor. Nope, it's not. Oh. Nope. 3/4 of consumers plan to celebrate. 79% expecting to spend higher on things such as 66% go to costumes, 51% go to decor. Billions will be spent on candy. So like everything
billions?
Is up. Billions. So listen, let's put decor and let's put costumes and let's put candy all together.
Okay.
People are going to be having Halloween parties.
Yeah.
And listen, this is the time of year where we need, give us this. We need it. We're living through dark times.
Yeah.
And dark times require darkness.
And cobwebs.
Yes.
Yeah. And kitty cat ears.
Right.
Yeah. Meow.
And if I want to put a zombie baby on my front yard, I'm going to do it.
Right.
If I want to dress me up as Wolverine and my dog is Deadpool, okay, I'm going to do it. Oh, what's that? The dog pool costume costs more than the Wolverine costume? I don't care. I'm sad. I'm scared.
And the only way to make me not scared is if somehow I can be a slutty nun.
That's right. And some Butterfingers.
Right.
Too many.
Yeah.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
By now, you know what Ozempic is. It's a GLP-1 weight loss injection. You see from the commercials for it, and celebrities are on it. There's no question about it, but some celebrities deny that they are on it for some reason, and other celebrities are very open about it. And what I have here is a list of celebrities, and we're going to play a little game. You can play along as you're listening. What celebrities have admitted it and what celebrities deny that they're on Ozempic? And by the way, in full disclosure, Katie and I have both tried GLP-1s.
Yeah.
We do it at Set Point Wellness. And I don't know why people deny that they take it. I honestly don't.
Maybe they think that they're like the person's cheating, but I don't care.
I don't like. Do you also think you're cheating if you live longer and you take high blood pressure medication?
That's such a good point.
And anyway, though. Okay. So, guess whether or not these celebrities admitted or denied that they're taking Ozempic. Khloe Kardashian.
Ooh, denied.
Denied. That is correct. Chelsea Handler.
Admitted.
Yes. Okay. I thought those were easy. Oprah Winfrey.
Admitted.
Okay, yeah, that is correct. She admitted that she uses it. Lizzo.
Denied.
She does deny it.
And here's the thing. We have absolutely no business whatsoever saying that she is lying about this. Mm. We do not know.
That's true.
Perhaps she just isn't. Let's say she said she's not. I don't like that we're saying she denies it, which implies that it's true and she's lying.
Okay, she says she's not.
She says she's not.
Maybe she had a tapeworm. I don't know. We don't know.
Maybe she... I once lost... Not once, is that it was easier overnight. I, over a long period of time of working out and eating right, lost 40 pounds. Not 40 pounds because I was losing baby weight and had just been pregnant. 40 pounds that I had been wearing on my body for years and years and years. This was before GLP-1s were even a thing. So maybe Lizzo's just changed her lifestyle.
Maybe she did.
Okay.
Maybe she did. Ice Spice.
I think she denies it because I don't think she needs it.
Kevin?
She told people.
Oh, she did.
She's had dramatic weight loss.
Oh, she did.
But she says she has not taken Ozempic. Yeah. James Corden.
Probably admitted it.
He admitted it. Mm. Whoopi Goldberg.
Denied it.
Admitted it.
Good for her.
Okay, Whoopi.
Whoopi! how about, do you guys know who Jesse Plemons is?
No.
Yes, but help me.
He's married to Kirsten Dunst, and we used to call him Fat Damon.
Fat Damon.
Because he looked exactly like Matt Damon if Matt Damon was like a normal guy. Okay. And now he's very skinny. Jesse Plemons says he is not on Ozempic.
Really? Okay.
But he looks
good for him.
Like this. See, that's the one thing. The people that are on it and have very dramatic, they do kind of have a look.
Yeah, but it's a.
I'm not saying it's a bad look, but they do kind of have a look.
But here's the thing. It's not a look from Ozempic. It's a look from losing weight at a very rapid pace.
Yeah.
So there was a time then 50 Cent was in a movie.
Yeah.
And he lost weight at a really, really fast pace.
I remember
and
that.
And he had that look. So it's not so much proof that you're on Ozempic as much as it is proof that you lost weight very rapidly.
Yeah. That's true. You guys want one more or are we all good?
Yeah, one more.
Okay, here we go. Elon Musk.
He definitely denies it.
He admitted it.
Really?
What? Yes.
Man, I gotta tell you, I don't know where the wind blows on that one. Sometimes it seems like he'd be like, no, I would never admit to taking a... But then on the other hand, it's like... He's also an open book, so I don't know.
Here's the other thing. He also lies an awful lot. So who knows if he's telling the truth or not?
I don't think he would admit it if it wasn't true.
Why not? If it gets everybody talking about him for 5 minutes.
People are going to call him a simp or something.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. What are your thoughts on people who are probably on Ozempic, but say that they're not. 916-909-1065.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes, the Jonas Brothers are coming to Sacramento on Friday. We thought we had given away all of our tickets, and then, yeah, just like 106.5 The End, to find a whole big stack of more tickets. Well, let's give these away, too. 916-909-1065 is our phone number. And Molly, are you there?
I'm here.
You're caller 17. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game called Yes or No for Joe Bro. And it's basically true or false, but instead of true or false, you say yes or no. And are you a big fan of the Jonas Brothers? Uh-oh.
I like them.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Oh, you're going to get fans very mad that
because
you got
I love them.
I think they're great.
There you go.
Name the three brothers.
Hold on a second.
Okay, never mind.
Because all of these questions have to do with the Jonas Brothers. So I sure hope that you get inspiration. Now, Kevin and Katie don't know the answers to any of these, but they can hopefully help you. Kevin says he's a big fan. All right, here we go.
Okay.
I am a big fan.
Well, all right. Well, let's put it to the test, okay? You got to get 6 out of 10 to win the tickets. Here we go. First one. Joe's first name is actually Paul. Yes or no?
That's a no, because
it's
that's
Kevin.
Katie, you're a Joe Bro fan too.
Molly, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yeah.
You better.
There you go.
Wow, Kevin.
She said she's not a fan.
I didn't say that.
She said she thinks they're good.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Next one on here. Their first three albums all came out in the month of August.
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say false.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Molly, what do you say?
I agree.
Really?
All in August.
They all came out in August.
Are you sure about that?
I'm not sure. Okay. Am I sure? No. Is the website I got all this stuff from sure?
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
Question three. Nick is the mama's boy of the group.
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to say yes, because he's diabetic. She had to take a lot of care of him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the reason I would say yes, too, Katie.
All right.
I know that about him.
That is correct. Yes, he's the mama's boy. All right, here we go. We're playing yes or no for Joe Bro. Number four, they have all said that Prince is a big inspiration for them.
I don't think so.
I don't think their parents let them listen to Prince.
Molly?
I think they did say that.
Molly's correct.
Molly, you're such a big fan. Man,
Molly's beating you guys. All right, here we go. You're halfway there. You got 3 points. They all had a pet cat named Bertha growing up.
Bertha?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no either. They don't look like cat people.
What? What does a cat person look like?
You.
All right, I'll take that. I'll take that as a compliment. Molly, what do you say?
I'm going to say they did.
Okay. Molly, now you're just...
Now you're being a contrarian. You should have gone with Katie and Kevin on that one.
Right.
Birth is what they call their tour bus.
Because she's big.
All right, here we go. Yes or no for Joe Bro? The boys give 25% of their income to their church.
No.
I'm going to say yes. They're very religious.
Are they?
I think so.
I don't think they are.
I agree with Kevin.
You agree with Kevin?
Oh, God, I hope
And Kevin,
you're
what
right.
did you say, yes or no?
He said yes. They I give 25% yes. of their income to their church.
Okay, I didn't hear the 25%. I just heard philanthropy.
They give 10%.
Oh, see?
To their church.
Something about that doesn't sit right. That doesn't seem real.
Okay.
That church is getting millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars?
According to the website.
Please.
This Jonas Brothers fan website. They were on a Build-A-Bear float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I say no. I think they had their own float.
Well, nobody has their own float. Yeah. I can help you on that. They're all corporately sponsored.
Oh.
I say no.
You say no?
I still say no.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm nervous.
Molly, what do you say?
I'll say yes.
Molly!
Wow!
All right.
Fantastic. All right, here we go. This one, next one on here. Yes or no for Joe, bro. Nick is a charity for kids with diabetes.
Yes.
I agree.
I agree, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still here, Kevin? Are you fine?
Sorry. Kevin fell asleep, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Next one on here. Their mom's name is Karen.
Oh, I don't know mom's name.
I think her name is like Pat.
I'm going to guess not a Karen.
I don't think they're... I think their mom's name is...
Molly, this is for the win.
You said it's Pat?
No, that's what Katie guessed.
I don't think it's Karen for sure.
Their mom's name is Karen. Yes or no for Joe, bro?
I say no.
You won!
What's her name? What is their mom's name?
Denise.
Denise.
Well, that's sassy.
Molly. Molly, you're going to go see the Jonas Brothers, as you call them, very good band. And you're going to see them on Friday at the Golden One Center. Their whole thing lately has been bringing out special guests with them, different ones at different cities. It'll be exciting to see if they do that in Sacramento. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This is breaking news, guys, on the Wake Up Call. If you've ever been listening to this show, you know two things about Katie. One, she loves miso soup.
Uh-huh.
And two, there is no limit to her sodium intake until she starts every day. And the breaking news is miso is so yesterday.
That's right.
We have a new soup, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we do.
A new breakfast soup. And what is this one?
Well, it's an egg drop soup. Dehydrated egg drop soup, and it is delicious.
Now, there's a problem with this, though.
Yeah.
And Kevin, this is where you come in.
Okay.
As the Wake Up Call's All Asian Things correspondent, she's got an issue with the packaging.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not in English.
Is it in Vietnamese?
Well, I don't think so. I don't know. And the problem is, I can't scan it into my Fitness Pal. So I don't know how many calories are in this. And one of the perks of my miso was that it was like no calories. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think two packets were 50 calories.
Jeez. It's like celery.
Right.
You're burning calories eating it.
Right. So I do have one of the packets here, and I need, Kevin, for you to translate this.
Okay. You want me to translate?
Yeah.
Now, is it a little bit racist that we're not sure if it's Vietnamese and that's the language
he
speaks?
This is definitely not Vietnamese.
Okay, right, so what?
This is Chinese, Katie.
Right?
You have said you can speak Chinese.
I can speak it. I can't read it.
You said you're 1/6 Chinese.
Okay, I think I got it. What do you want to know?
That was quick.
Right. See?
What do you want to know?
How many calories?
Calories.
Is there not just like a number?
There's a number, but then there's a symbol. You got to figure out which one's the calories. It's 110 calories. Is that a lot? Maybe it's 0.7? No, 110 sounds more better. Yeah, it's 110 calories.
How'd you figure that out
there's
so
no
fast?
Way that that's true.
Because it has the symbol KJ next to it.
Kilograms?
No, that's KG.
Oh, KJ.
KJ is like your calories.
Okay. So,
I don't think that's right, Kevin.
That's sure not.
You're gonna tell me to translate and then not believe me.
Kinda.
Then you can translate it yourself. Oh, actually, maybe it's 744.
Oh my God,
it's not 744 calories.
That's the sodium.
Okay, so Kevin's right. KJ stands for kilojoules.
Told you.
And that's included on food packaging in many countries such as the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Asia. Alongside kilocalories. Okay, so here's the good news.
Okay.
If it's a kilocalorie, there is a conversion.
Okay, so what is the number?
All right, let's look that up.
110.
110 kJ to calories. Oh my God, this is great.
Here we go. And?
Oh my, wait, no. Hold on. Okay, man, this is too...
Maybe you're not the right person to do this.
I don't think I am.
Let's see. If someone gives it to me, I can do the math.
Well, 110. Oh, I figured it out. Okay. Here we go. It's only 26 calories.
Okay, that's what I got too.
That's fantastic. That's
kilo
great.
Calorie. What?
You just emptied, you cut your calorie intake with your breakfast soup by half.
That's crazy.
This is the best day of your life.
Wow.
Look how much soup is in there.
How is this healthier?
Well, we haven't talked about the healthier. Sodium. Yeah. I'm sure the sodium's about the same, at least, if not worse.
Why worse?
I hold that up again.
That's very dark.
It's pretty dark.
Well, I added a little soy sauce and sriracha.
Oh, my God.
I will say this. Not only do I drink this here, then I go home, and before I have to get the four-year-old from TK, I like to sit and kind of watch my stories, and then I make myself another one of these. And I will say, my rings are starting to feel a little tight. You know, I'm feeling... And I wanted to believe it was something else, but...
Katie goes to her boyfriend and be like, hey, hold on a second. I'm a little concerned. When I push my finger into my hand, look how long it takes to, like, come back. Look, I'm doing... No, it hasn't come back yet. No.
When I was driving to work today, I thought, ooh, my hands are a little tight.
Oh, my God.
A little tight.
I know it'll fix that. Soy sauce.
So maybe what I do is I just keep it to one a day.
Yeah.
What a disappointment.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Fine.
You know, usually we talk twice before. I don't care. I'm having a good time.
Well, because that's how soup makes you feel.
Exactly.
Soup makes you feel good. Soup is fun.
That's the cornerstone of the wake-up call, ladies and gentlemen. Soup is fun. And you can, I'll be goddamn if you try to tell us otherwise.
Right. Prove us wrong.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
So when it comes to texting or calling, what would you rather do as a preferred method of communication? You can call or text us right now, 916-909-1065. But this is going to shock you. At least it shocked me. According to new data, the preferred method of communication in this country is not texting. 55% of people would rather get a phone call.
How many people?
55% of people would rather get a phone call than a text message.
That is mental illness.
Especially if it's for more meaningful conversations.
No.
I have said that many times. If you've got something important to tell me and you're trying to do it over text message, I'm not going to entertain the conversation.
But what is serious? Like, how serious are we talking?
Are we in a fight? Do we have a disagreement?
If we're in a fight, I definitely want to be texting you.
I don't. It's the last thing I want. Because I can't read your tone.
Yeah, but for me, I am... spontaneous isn't the word. What is it?
Impulsive. what's the bad version of spontaneous?
And so when I'm texting, it gives me the opportunity to like sit for a second.
Right. Yeah.
And collect my thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, but I just feel like it's just better to sit and have a conversation, you know?
Also, especially if it's a fight, I raise my voice even if I'm not mad, if I'm fighting with somebody or having even just a disagreement.
Right.
And my voice gets louder and louder and louder. So it starts sounding, it's like you can't tell my tone in real life. You know what I mean?
I get that. I'm like, I feel like I'm the opposite where people like look at my words and they like take a bad tone with my words when I didn't mean a bad tone.
Yeah.
Kevin, where do you stand on this? Would you rather text or talk?
I rather text than talk.
Yeah. You'd rather text. Yeah. What about for meaningful conversations? Does that change it?
You call me for that one.
Okay.
So like if you're having a baby, call me.
Okay.
All right.
Life-changing stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the other thing. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Not good at talking on the phone. Not so, good at it.
That's shocking.
Why?
You're very good at talking. Okay, fine. If we're going to have this, then what are some rules? And let's set up some rules for texting and talking. Because if you're just joining us, a majority of Americans still would rather get a phone call than a text message.
Okay, here are some rules.
Okay.
Number one.
Yes.
If you're calling me,
yep.
Know when to wrap it up. If you're right. calling me and then we talk and you just sit on the phone and nobody's saying anything.
Yeah.
Then it's time for you to go.
If I hit you with, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get two. And then I get to hang up on you. Right, okay. All right, I'm going to go with a rule, then you go back, okay? Do not call me if you are within 5 minutes of coming home or from seeing me.
Okay.
My wife does this all the time where she will call me and she'll be talking to me. And then like not even a minute, maybe two into the conversation, I'll hear the garage door open. And I'm like, what are you? Is that you? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, you open the garage door and you're coming home. Yeah. Why? Why'd you call me? You could have just talked to me. I'm hanging up.
Okay. My rule is also there needs to be some sort of pattern to how we're talking, okay?
Hmm.
Like, because I can't see you.
Right.
So I don't know if you're about to talk. So then two people start talking at the same time. So it needs to be like, you go, I go.
You mean like
you go, what? I go.
But that's how conversations work.
Right.
Now I go. Okay, but in
you
person,
have to be, you wait. You have to be able to see in order to have what we have all decided is a conversation in society.
You go, I go.
I just went.
Yeah, now I go.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you become, God forbid, blind,
I'm screwed.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to put my hands on your face. Okay, then I'll be like, okay, I go.
Okay, that's an interesting one, but sure, we'll put that on the rules list. How about this one? Okay. I think you'll agree with this one.
Okay.
Don't call me unless you got something to say. If you're calling me and all you're doing is like, hi.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up on you.
Yes. Yeah. Or don't call me if you have nothing to say, you're expecting me to talk.
Right. Even if I was in the middle of playing a game on my phone, if you're calling me for nothing, I'd rather play the game.
See, my best girlfriend is a pharmaceutical rep. And so she's in her car all the time. So she can't text as easily as I can.
Yeah.
So she calls me all the time and wants to chitty chat, but she forgets, and I know that is because of her job.
Right, right.
But she forgets that my job is to talk for hours. So then I get a little talked out. And also the aforementioned you go, I go.
Sure, yeah. Right. Because to get that talked out, Katie, really what she means is I go, I go. I go, I go. I go, I go. I go? No, I go. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mixing it.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.